Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. I stumbled across this article on Gizmodo and was sucked into reading it by the headline and the first few lines of the article. The headline was this: North Face apologizes for showing us the future of marketing. And here's a short quote. This week, the North Face pulled off a clever marketing stunt that continues to deliver. Even following the company's retraction and apology, the glittering underhandedness of the campaign will inspire marketing scum for generations. I had to read that article. Glad I did, because I will be discussing that with you right after this. Entrepreneur Kylie Jenner makes an estimated $1 million per sponsored post on her Instagram, which makes her the highest paid celebrity influencer on the social media platform, according to the 2018 Instagram Rich List compiled by Hopper HQ, an automated Instagram scheduler. Jenner is followed by singer Selena Gomez, who gets $800,000 per sponsored post, and star soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo, who earns $750,000. Together, these and other up-and-coming stars contribute to the $1 billion influencer market, which is expected to double in value this year. Now, all that is great until there is an Instagram bug and you lose over a million followers, which happened to Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber, and several others. If it could happen to them, it could most definitely happen to you. The moral of the story? Don't build your house on rented land. I suggest you do what I did and get your own mobile app with SuperPass. SuperPass makes cutting-edge content apps easy, instant, and affordable. So whether you already have content or are looking to start making money by selling your podcasts or videos online, SuperPass can help. So sure, build up an audience on social media, but drive the traffic to a property you own, and that property should be SuperPass. For more information, visit SuperPass at www.superpass.app. That's www.superpass.app. SuperPass.app. And be sure to tell them Jim Stroud sent you. Okay, here's another quote from Gizmodo, same article. Quote, the campaign first garnered attention and ire on Tuesday when Ad Age ran a promotional video explaining the scheme. North Face did photo shoots of his gear and clothing at various renowned adventure destinations like Garita State Park, Peninsula de Cobo, Cullen Hills, and Sierra Fina, then placed the photos on the respective Wikipedia pages, thereby scoring top spots on Google image searches. It's possible no one would have even noticed if North Face hadn't released a video boasting about its plot. We did what no one has done before, the text in the video states. We hacked the results to reach one of the most difficult places, the top of the world's largest search engine. The promo also states the company paid absolutely nothing and simply got prominent placement by collaborating with Wikipedia. When the North Face said they did this stunt in collaboration with Wikipedia, that may have been stretching the truth a bit, because in a tweet, Wikipedia said this, quote, "Yesterday, we were disappointed to learn that the North Face and Leo Burnett unethically manipulated Wikipedia. They have risked your trust in our mission for a short-lived consumer stunt," end quote. Well, after seeing that, the North Face brand replied, quote, "We believe deeply in Wikipedia's mission and apologize for engaging in an activity inconsistent with those principles. Effective immediately, we have ended the campaign, and moving forward, we'll commit to ensuring that our teams and vendors are better trained on the site policies. End quote. Ouch! The North Face consumer brand takes a hit. When I first heard about this, my reaction was twofold. Okay, one, I wondered how many other marketers were doing this or plan to, but unlike the North Face, will keep their mouths shut and ride the SEO wave of top placement in Google search results for as long as they can. That was my first thought. And for two, my second thought was this. I think what the North Face should have done was to go over to Google Maps and add their photos there. In this way, the North Face still gets to utilize a free resource for targeted traffic. A pal of mine, Michael Wright over at Group M, did this brilliantly to attract passive job seekers to his company. See for yourself on Google Maps. Look up Group M Worldwide in New York City. I think they're on Greenwich Street, something like that. Yeah. Group M Worldwide, New York City on Greenwich Street. And to take it a step further, there are a lot of bloggers out there who write about the great outdoors. Why not give them a free license to use your photos on their blogs? Or better yet, find high-ranking blog posts and pay them to use your pictures instead of what they already have. And do the same for popular videos, too. Pay them to use your photo as their video thumbnail. And as I think about it, some people, of course, everybody likes money, but some people may be okay with just getting some North Face swag. So maybe if you give them a lot of your stuff, you won't have to pay as much. Just a few options to consider. According to scientists, the average human attention span is 8 seconds. Goldfish are believed to have a longer attention span at 9 seconds. Such being the case, companies will have to do more creative product placement to capture the attention of the masses they want to sell to. Breaking the terms of service on Wikipedia and then bragging about it was a bad move by the North Face. Naughty, naughty. However, I think it proves that the future of marketing is clever product placement. What do you think? I would love to hear what you have to say. If you love what you heard, hate what you heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can leave a comment concerning this podcast on my website at www.jimstroud.com. In addition to finding source material and related information for this podcast episode, you'll find other goodies that I hope will make you smile. And if you have not already, please subscribe to my website. Your continued support keeps this podcast train chugging down the track.